springtime in London. This remarkable, kaleidoscopic carousel of a city that is my home. This is where I've lived since I was a teenager, where my wife and I have chosen to raise a family, and where I've worked as a police officer for the last 20 years and more. Two working decades of the grandest of adventures, the finest of friendships, and the deepest of sorrows. Down the years, I've been posted all over London. 7 different boroughs in a variety of roles and ranks, 3 separate stints at Scotland Yard, a mix of uniform and detective experience, north and south of the river. And my geography of the capital is defined as much by the scenes of incidents and crimes as it is by any more conventional set of landmarks or a map of the underground. You could walk with me for miles, and I could point out the block of flats where the murder took place, the street corner where I was assaulted, the stretch of road where the fatal crash happened, the place where I was sitting when I heard the shots fired, the silent memorial where my colleague fell. These things stay with you. But I love what I do. Each day of my working life, I've had the opportunity and the responsibility to make a difference. Sometimes all the difference in the world. It is my duty and my joy. I'm 6 months into my time as borough commander at Southwark, given charge of one of the more complex and demanding parts of town. It's the best job I've ever had, and I've had some really, really good ones. I'm surrounded by a brilliant, passionate, and committed team, and I'm facing a professional challenge of a different order to any that I've encountered before. This is the real thing, and all that I've seen and experienced and learnt since the day I took the oath has been in preparation for now. At least, that's how it had seemed to be. I've been feeling unwell for a couple of months, and I'm getting steadily worse. I can't remember the last time I didn't feel shattered. Up to now, I've been putting the exhaustion down to the combination of a properly serious job, the delights and demands of a young family, and the flat-out pace of London living. It's just how things are at this point in my life. But that doesn't explain some of the other things I've begun to experience. I'm getting increasingly anxious, and I don't know why. I've started waking in the middle of the night in a state of complete panic, and I can't offer any reason to explain it. And I've started to feel desperately low. The seemingly unstoppable advance of the black dog of depression. I have absolutely no clue what's happening to me and no idea how to respond. I am the climber who has lost his grip, now slipping and sliding towards the edge of the precipice. I am Canute facing a tide that will become a tsunami. In the last decade, I've missed only 5 days' work through sickness. I take pride in my attendance record. Like a significant number of my colleagues, I just don't do sick, and I'm wary, suspicious even of many of those who do. So I just keep going, defiantly trying to push forwards in the face of something that is, increasingly and unrelentingly, stronger than me. Like a rugby player in the front row of a losing scrum, I'm struggling to hold my ground. That sense of duty, that overwhelming feeling of responsibility, 1,000 officers and staff to lead, a community of tens of thousands to protect, any number of eye-watering operational challenges, guns and knives and drugs and homicidal maniacs, a family to provide for, and it all just keeps coming.